Hello and welcome to Editor's Picks, a special daily podcast brought to you by Nalin Mehta, the managing editor of Money Control. This is a specially curated podcast that brings together the best of the day's exclusives from the stock markets, from the corporate world, and the wider political economy from Money Control's 360-degree coverage. This voice has been generated using AI technology based on a voice clone of Money Control's managing editor, Nalin Mehta. Danish brewer Carlsberg may soon join the long line of global giants tapping Indian markets. Ashwin Mohan reports that the Danish brewer is exploring an IPO for its Indian unit. The decision to pursue an IPO is driven by attractive multiples in the Indian market, with Carlsberg India having registered a strong business performance with FY24 revenue exceeding 8,000 crore rupees and profit rising by 60% to 323 crore rupees. Meanwhile, Brajesh Kumar is keeping a close eye on the battle between SEBI and Jane Street. He reports that SEBI's interim order against Jane Street is based on a broader investigation, analysing trades minute by minute across cash, futures and options, unlike the initial internal review that relied on a limited set of trades. Jane Street has taken the fight to an appeals court, questioning why the regulator overturned its own earlier findings. On the food delivery front, Swiggy is courting value seekers with a new app. Toing, which will go live in Pune first, aims to tap into demand from students and young professionals and will be an extension of Swiggy's 99 rupee store, reports Chandra R. Srikanth and Tushar Goenka. Toing will list eateries that can offer affordable meals, similar to the 99 rupee store on the main app, but will scale up more offerings and operate like a separate arm. Meanwhile, India's hotel boom has some common drivers, a focus on the mid-market segment and an asset-light model. In an interview with MC Pro's Vatsala Kamat, Indian Hotels Puneet Chatwal says, the mid-market segment will be the fastest-growing one in the next 5 to 10 years. Now it looks like for every one luxury hotel, there could be 10 non-luxury ones, he added. Speaking to Deboshi Chaki, Lemon Tree Hotel's Patanjali Keswani said he sees a huge structural shift in discretionary consumption, noting that India today is at an inflection point. Dixon Technologies' Atul Lal is equally bullish. He expects the contract manufacturer of electronics to grow revenue by 2.5 times over the next 3 years. In an interview with CNBC TV 18's Latha Venkatesh, Lal said Dixon is confident of maintaining a return on capital employed of 35 to 40% and a strong order book even after the government's production-linked incentive scheme comes to an end. More than 12 artificial intelligence startups in India are preparing to raise seed rounds, with venture capital firms accelerating efforts to gain early exposure to these companies, report Chandra R. Srikanth and Tushar Goenka. Startups developing AI agents and companion AI platforms are particularly attractive, with companies such as Claim Health, Cubic and Kavana in talks with investors like Peak 15 Partners and Lightspeed. But a booming economy also raises some deeper questions. Robin Hu, Asia chairman at the Milken Institute and senior advisory director at Temasek, writes that India needs to define what it stands for in a multipolar world. India's strengths include its economy, entrepreneurial spirit, and human capital. However, it faces vulnerabilities such as energy dependence, climate risk, and uneven innovation, which need to be addressed to sustain its growth and become a power that stands for democracy, diversity, and inclusive innovation. And finally, it was deadline day chaos for income tax return filers. Nearly 1 crore taxpayers were expected to file on September 15th, but portal glitches and sluggish speeds sparked calls for an extension. Tina Jain Kaushal reports that the hashtag due date extension trended on X, with taxpayers and professionals demanding more time, citing slow systems and tricky compliance requirements. That's all for today's episode. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any feedback or topics you'd like to discuss, feel free to reach out to us. Until then, stay informed and stay ahead with Money Control.